Dearest brethren, God bless you. I am Dora and I will translate a live message from Italian into English of Brother Joseph given on RadioBlast.net. Today's program, we would like to start it with a testimony. Andrea, who's a doctor and he's practicing psychology, he sent us his testimony. He sends us his testimony and he tells us that he's been through everything in his life. He's been through everything, and he's giving us a little resume about his life and how he finally found Jesus. And we want to share with you his email, his little testimony. Andrea wrote to us, "Dearest ones, you are truly a rock of the Lord for us. I listen to you all the time, just for a few months, but I've been listening to you ever since, daily. I want to tell you a little bit about me. I live in Rome, and here there is a fashion of pseudo-spirituality. In other words, they auto-spiritualize themselves, basically. Here in Rome, there are associations of all kinds, from yoga to Buddhism, all kinds of forms of Buddhism, Kabbalah, constellations, then an ex-priest, Hellinger. There are people who follow him, and he's getting all kinds of, he has all kinds of philosophies. Then there is the tarot cards, Mauro Biligno, Sibaldi, energetical angels, 72 angels, Association of the 72 Angels. And then in every weekend, there are all kind of courses about souls, tone, interior space. They talk about cleaning of your aura and whatnot. It's really, really, really amazing what they're doing. All kinds of spiritual associations that spread around all kinds of lies. Then there is Biligno and Sbaldi. And they are the ones who use the Bible against God, actually. Then there is a certain Mother Mera, a small little lady who says nothing, but everybody goes on their knees in front of her and worships her. And she touches them and gets them rid of all kinds of energetic bad influences and so many other garbage going around. Basically, it's all about self and all about how you can do better. After you go through these courses, you're going to get better. Basically, Joseph is saying, come here. They enslave people with these things. Come to all these courses and you will be saved and you will become like God and you will be saved and whatnot. But with Jesus, it's different. He already saved me. He already gave me his peace. He already gave me a family. He already gave me a little heaven in my heart. He already gave me now a wonderful life. Jesus Christ is in today, for today. All the rest in religions, all these religions are after, later. Then after you do this, you'll become like this. While the Christianity is in vacation in Rimini, I don't know where Christianity is in vacation, but they are for sure in vacation on their benches, and the devil is taking control. The Christianity is doing nothing, and that opens the door to Satan. This was not before. When Christianity was on the ball, this was not happening, all this garbage and lies being spread around. Continuing with the message of Andrea, I will talk to you a little bit about me now. I am a psychologist, and naturally, I was thinking that psychology, you can really help people. You know, I want to tell you that I went to all these courses which I told you about here in Rome. But I want to tell you that I never got convinced about it. I never really believed in them, especially in this revival which they were telling me that it will happen. I was actually seeing people that were getting worse. after doing these courses, they were becoming sleepy and getting worse in their lives. I want to tell you that I didn't find the truth and I didn't feel good in all these courses. But I want to thank God that I found you. I found you, dear ones, and with you I get to know the truth and the real spirituality which is in Jesus Christ, and everything makes sense. I give you many hugs and I send you greetings. Andrea. Joseph is saying, I also send you a hug, Andrea. I also send you a hug. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us to hug each other and love each other. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is with us even through that hug. When you hug your brother or your sister, Jesus is there with you in that hug. We are the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. When a brother hugs you with the pure love of Christ, Jesus is hugging you. Glory to God. I want to give a scripture for Andrea. Colossians 2, 6 through 9. It talks about this, about these things that Andrea shared with us. Colossians 2, 6 through 9. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. But beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Hallelujah. In Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Angela says, on this scripture, you can meditate forever. It's such a beautiful scripture, so complete the scripture. Joseph says, all the fullness of God's kingdom, all the completeness of God's kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. It's not that you receive Jesus of Nazareth on your heart. No, you receive Jesus of Jesus Christ through the Spirit in your heart. John 14, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is with you and will be in you. Is with you in Jesus and will be with you in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful message of Andrea. But Joseph is saying, how sad that the church Christian religions are doing nothing. They're half dead. And now they have nothing else to give to people. The Antichrist throws his flood of sewage over the world, and the Christians are not there to counterattack it. There is a flood that's coming over the world, that it is in the world, and that's overtaking the world. The gates of hell are overflowing over the world. When the Christians went in vacations, in their vacations called the Sunday morning church, you know, in every Western city there is this vacation spot called the Sunday morning bench. Since Christianity went, all of them in vacation, the devil was able to open the floodgates and flood the world. A flood like this brother shared to us about all this spirituality and New Age and associations and stars and astrology and tarot cards and whatnot is flooding the world and dirtying the world. Revelation 12:15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water. When the serpent, the devil, was sent out of heaven, when he was kicked out of heaven, this didn't happen yet. Revelation 12:7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon was sent to the earth. and verse 15, the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. What's this flood that comes out of the mouth of the serpent of devil? Well, we just read it. This is the flood. This brother talked to us about Kabbalah, Buddhism, Hellinger, ex-Dr. Hammer, ex-priest Hellinger, Astrotarocchi, Biligno, 72 angels with energetical forms, Sibaldi, Tlon, astrology. While Christianity is sleeping, the devil is working. These Christians, if they don't want to take the example of Jesus to go on the attack for the kingdom, then why don't you follow the example of the devil? Look how he's active. You know what? The devil is more active than you guys, Christians. The devil doesn't sleep on Sunday morning and all the rest of the week. He goes around daily to deceive, to speak against Christ, to deceive the souls of the people. I think the Christians, since they're not following Jesus, they should follow the example of the devil. Okay? Be active like the devil, at least, if you don't wanna be as active as Jesus. This morning the Lord was speaking to me how I would like people not to go to sleep on my preachings. I want to tell you that you shouldn't just lean on the fact that you are doing the Bible course and you are doing a little bit of good here and there, and you are so doing in the you're so much in the spirit. No, I want to tell all of you to do more, to do better than me, to go on the attack even more than I'm going. I want you to be much more active than I am for Jesus. I don't want you to just get comfortable thinking, oh, I'm doing the Bible course and following the preachings of Brother Joseph and I'm doing good. No, do more everywhere. Evangelize, do everything for Jesus. Give it all to Jesus. Even if you're in a hospital bed, do it. Evangelize. Evangelize the nurse that's helping you. You know what? Wherever you are, evangelize. Give Jesus. Give love. Give the Holy Spirit. Because, brethren, the end of this life will come, brethren. We're going to get off the train of this life soon. The old age will come when you'll not be able to walk around and witnessing, or maybe a car accident will come and you won't be able to to go around evangelizing. The end is coming. Give it all. Hebrews 9:27. It is given to man once to live and once to die, and then the judgment comes. There is no reincarnation. The judgment comes. In conclusion, if the churches would wake up, this flood of the enemy wouldn't be around. A false pope who preaches materialism and politics instead of Christ. Poor, sleepy church. Who will be destroyed by the Antichrist who's coming in persecutions. Brethren, warn everybody. Warn everybody. And if they don't listen to you, shake off your feet. You go in all over the world and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel everywhere. Preach the gospel everywhere. And come out of the Antichrist world, Europe and USA. Do it quick. Come out. So you can be more fruitful for Jesus. This brother Andrea wrote to us what's happening in the West. In the West, people are swimming. And swimming in what? They're swimming in the flood of the devil.
cose che galleggiano, hai visto mai la fogna con le cose che galleggiano?
They are swimming in the garbage of the devil. What are you doing there, trying to swim in the midst of the flood of the garbage? Get out, get out. Yes, there are bad things also in South America or out of the West. Fine, but here at least you are free to evangelize. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. End of message for Andrea. Thank you, Andrea, for your message. Next, we are going to Ellie. Ellie wrote to us a question. What's happening in Brazil, Brother Joseph? Can you comment to us about it? The police is in strike in Brazil. What are you telling us about it? Joseph is saying, yes, there is this state in Brazil called Holy Spirit, Espírito Santo. And the police is in strike, and there is chaos happening. Joseph is saying it's amazing the name of this state, Holy Spirit, Espírito Santo. Well, it's kind of symbolic, isn't it? Amazing that the Christians are asleep. The Christians are in strike, actually. So the devil is taking over. And this is what's happening. As a result, because they're not under God's protection, these things are happening. First of all, it's not normal that the police is going on strike, okay? Imagine if the firefighters would go on strike. There is a fire, and then the firefighters are in strike, and then what are you going to do? Let's read about this in the newspapers. Blasting news. Brazil, 100 people dead, 100 people dead in a week, police on strike. My dear enemies are telling me, why are you saying the South America is a good refuge continent? Because look at all that's happening in Brazil and in Chile, the fires, forest fires and so on. Well, I want to tell you that this you can get by. But in Europe, the Antichrist grip will be super strong. And there, without the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell. And control will be very strong. And there, it's going to be much more difficult than these problems in South America. So, the article, we're reading the article. The gangs are in going wild. People are dying. 100 people dead. The city is in a chaos. The city is in a chaos and the police is on strike because they're without protections. This is a little example of what will happen all over the world when the crime will be on high. This is a little example. It's a little village where this happened. Just a little region, a little village, a little town. And look at the crisis that's there. In 1 week, 100 dead. Why? Because the police is in a strike. Imagine when the financial crash will come all over the world. And the crime will be on the rise because of the financial crash. All over the world there will be a chaos because of the financial crash. Imagine. Brethren, these are the last warnings from the part of the Lord. It's in Brazil, it will happen all over. And this is an example of what will happen in the world when the money will crash. Brethren, I want to tell you, find refuge away from the cities. Cities will be like a trap. When the supermarkets are empty, how will you drink and eat? Find a refuge away from the city. Where? A place where the criminals cannot find you or the Islamics, radical Islamics cannot find you. They will not go around in villages on mountains looking for you. They won't. They're going to go in the cities and rape people and steal. Brethren, go in places where they cannot find you easily, okay? They will not find you easily on a mountain. They're going to go to the cities. Find a small little place where you are going to have the minimum necessary to survive a few months, okay? When you will not be able to go anymore to the supermarkets and fill your cart there. You brethren who in the city are a slave of the water, gas, light that comes from the city, also the diesel, all of you are going to go through the same nightmare and even worse. Are going to be even worse than Brazilians or the Venezuelans today. This is an example of how it will be. Lord, help us. God, help us to prepare on time. These are the last warnings of the Lord. It can happen anytime. Be careful. Be careful. I would like to ask you one question, Brother Joseph. You were mentioning before the broadcast that you have a council, for the brethren who want to leave Europe. I want to tell you something. Brethren who want to get out of Europe, I have a suggestion for you. I was thinking of helping each other to leave Europe or United States with the money for the plane. But you know what? There are brethren who came here with the ticket bought by others, but it didn't work out. The Lord showed me that the paying of the ticket, it's your test. It's a test to see if the chick can break the shell and get out and survive. In other words, you have to have the faith for that ticket. That's your test. So it's not good when brethren pay the tickets for each other and then they come on the faith of somebody else. You know, many children die at birth because they didn't make it. And then they're too weak to live, so they die at birth. So if somebody is not able to buy the ticket to come into the whatever the Lord shows you, into the place the Lord shows you, if you don't have the faith to buy your ticket, then don't have somebody pay it for you. Yes, we help each other. We help each other. And once you arrive here, we are a community that we will help each other. But I don't want you to go to your refuge place where the Lord shows you half a heart. I want to tell you that some brethren came here with half a heart because they were carried on the shoulders of somebody else. I want to suggest to you, don't pay tickets for others. You arrive here and then how will you support yourself? How will you support yourself once you arrive here if somebody paid your ticket? Okay, if you didn't have the faith to pay for your ticket, how do you know you're going to have the faith to support yourself once you arrive in the place the Lord shows you? You're going to have to survive a little bit until you find your workplace and so on, right? So this is the little announcement I want to give you and tell you. It's better if somebody works and arrives with their faith. Angela is intervening, is saying it's very important people to come on their faith because you never know who really has the faith to continue and who doesn't. It's not God's will, this, to pay for each other's ticket, okay? If you didn't have the courage and the faith to pay for your ticket and for a little bit of money to survive here until you find a job, how will you know that you'll be able to make it once you arrive where the Lord shows you? Once you arrive here, who will support you? In no church of God, true church of God, there is this existentialism support, you know this support, non-stop support, which the state gives forever, sometime a lifetime to some people. In God's kingdom, it's not like that. Okay, it's antichrist to live on somebody else's shoulders. The government giving you money, it's not from God. Instead of giving money to a poor, the government should give them a work. Instead of money, they should give them work. If somebody is paralyzed, okay, yes, you help that person. He's paralyzed. He cannot work. But if you are nice and strong, go and work, please. Don't depend on somebody's shoulders. Go and sow potatoes, however it is. Whatever it is. I want to tell you that in the Bible, it's not nowhere in the Bible it says, Paul to Timothy says, don't put any widow on the support of the church unless she is at least 60 years old. But until then, she needs to have a testimony that she washed the feet of the apostles, that she helped the poor. In other words, if she doesn't have a good reputation in the church, don't help her. The church helps those who deserve, not those who need, okay? The fact that you're poor doesn't give you the right to anything. You are poor, but do you do what you can? You know, in Matthew 25, it says, I only have one talent, Lord. You have only one talent, but why did you bury him? So he takes the talent and he gives it to those who has 10. But then he says, Lord, he has 10. Why did you take away from the one who had only one? Well, whoever has shall be added. Who has faith? Who has elbow grease? He who lifts up his sleeves and gets going will be given more. And who has only one but buries the talent, it will be taken away from him. So this support, life support, I think it's from the devil. It creates only poor people. In Argentina has this problem, for example. In Argentina, because they live on government support, but it's not enough, that develops crime. Then they go around stealing. The Bible says, who does not work does not eat. It's true. It's true. Angela's saying, here in our area, yes, we help each other, even materially, but everybody does what they can. Everybody works, everybody puts their hearts, and then we help each other. We help each other. We help each other, but we do. But everybody does their best. Everybody does their best to do what they can. They don't live on the support of the church. Therefore, brother, in conclusion, don't pay the ticket of a brother or a sister that wants to come. There was a sister that came here, and she paid a ticket. She paid a ticket for a couple, poor guys, so they can come here. And she paid her ticket, but they never made it, actually. They never made it to come. Even she paid her ticket because they had no faith and they were always on support of the government. And it didn't work out. So conclusion. I felt from the Lord, it's wrong. I felt it's wrong. I was thinking that it's right. Oh, help each other. Pay the ticket for a brother or sister, but it's wrong. The Lord corrected me. It's not right because they cannot walk on their feet if they don't even have the faith for the ticket. Afterwards, they will not be able to walk on their feet. Once they arrive here, how are they going to continue? How are you going to continue? Are you going to continue supporting them? Finding a work for them, and then if they don't like the work, what are you going to do? Look for another work? Mamma mia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the message, for this message on this practice and this word. It's very important. Next, we go to a news from Republica.it. The factory New Fusion in Belgium, they are instituting, instead of the little card badge, instead of that, they are putting a chip under the skin. They're not showing the badge anymore in the factory, but they're putting a chip. This is the factory New Fusion in Belgium. Isn't it amazing? They put a microchip on the dogs. It became a law. And now slowly, even the factories are putting the microchip to their workers. 2017, in the 3rd of February, there was this news from Republica.it. In the beginning, it was just something new. Oh, they were putting it, so they can go to a specific discotheque. Sooner or later, the law will come that will be mandatory, these things. For now, it's not mandatory. Let's read. This is the initiative of New Fusion Belgium Factory. The gadget is as big as a rice grain, and they put it in their hands. The director of the factory says nobody is forced, though. It's not mandatory. The idea came because quite a few of their workers were always forgetting their badge home. Right now, instead of showing the badge, they have this microchip put in them, and it's an identifying microchip, and they open the door for them. They are scanned when they come to work, when they leave, and so on. Already 8 people accepted it, and more they want to accept it in this factory. So far, they were using the badges to identify themselves, but now the volunteers are super happy with it. They say it's much easier than the badge. The factory director says, you shouldn't be afraid of this, just experiment it, try it. Try it. It's very, very, very good. It's amazing how this microchip is more and more in the circulation. I believe this will be the mark of the beast. The microchip will be the mark of the beast. One of these days, there will be a financial crash or whatever disaster or crisis in the world, or nuclear bomb in the Vatican or at Rome or in Paris or in London. People are going to pull their hairs in terror when they see a few thousands of people or millions of people dying. And then the Antichrist will take over immediately, in the sense that they're going to make a law, and they're going to make it mandatory. They're going to say, this is for our help. They're going to say, this is the solution. The solution is the microchip. Let's put a chip in everybody, and then we will know who's the terrorist. Ha, ha, ha. You know what? You don't know if you should cry or laugh. Probably cry. And the people will be a slave of the microchip. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this news and these messages.